fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 19th day of March, year of our Lord, 2015. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Here's our prepper tip of the day, another springtime matter. Go through all your footgear that's been languishing in the closet all winter. Make sure your shoes and boots are in good state of repair. The laces are in good state of repair. If the leather is clean and polished, and it's a good habit to get into. Mud will just suck the moisture right out of leather. So if you get your shoes or boots muddy, clean that mud off before you put them away for the day, because the mud is very harmful. It's not just a matter of the way the boots look, the appearance of the boots, but it's also a matter of keeping the boots in good repair to get that mud off, because that mud will just suck the essential oils right out of the leather. And it's getting more and more difficult to find a shoe boot repairman, because most people, most of the time, buy footgear that doesn't have the value to make it even worth getting it repaired. But they're still out there. You may have to do a little searching. But find a good shoe and boot repair place and become a regular customer to make sure that your shoes and boots are properly taken care of. One last thing before we move on to our special guest. This is a matter of health when it comes to foot gear. 2 things. First of all, leather soles. Most all my boots and shoes have leather soles. It helps ground you. We are electrical beings. You may not think about that, but we are. And you'll be grounded if you have foot gear with leather soles. In addition, you may want to look at high-quality inserts. I don't want to get into that topic right now. I'm not prepared to. But it will also help tremendously, help your health, help your posture, help your overall well-being, because every organ in your body has a direct connection to the sole of your feet. And we'll make that a topic for another time. We have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Tim Spencer. Tim Spencer is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Real good. Well, do you take proper care of your foot gear, sir?
Yeah, honestly, I just get the cheapest baits, army boots I can find. I go through about one pair every 3 years. I do my best to keep, you know, take care of them.
Well, Bates is a military contractor, and they make a high-quality boot. You get one of the things about military surplus is you get a lot of value for your money, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the reason I buy them. Usually I can get them brand new. Sometimes they're surplus. But I wear
well,
during
surplus
the summer,
can be bad. Surplus can be brand new, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Around here it's kind of hard to find it brand new, but, you know, anyway, I pawn shops, thrift shops, stuff like that. I have gotten new ones, but my finding my size is usually the hard part. But anyway, I got the desert boots for summertime, and I got Mickey Mouse boots for the wintertime. And those are very hard for me to find, the ones with the inserts and all that.
Well, they're on Amazon and easily found in that manner. Oh, there's other surplus outlets that have them. But let's talk about foot gear a little bit because this is one of the more essential things. One of the things I started doing several years ago is to make sure I've got foot gear not only for my wife and myself, but my daughter's family, which is my daughter, her husband, her young adult son who just turned 18, and the twins who are they're 7 years old. Anyway, I found that thrift stores, the ones run by churches, are the ones to go to, much better than Goodwill. And the one thrift store that I frequent, you can buy any pair of shoes there, whether it's a shoes for a child or for an adult, for 50 cents a pair. And I've visited there a couple of times and literally filled up a large black plastic trash bag with 2 dozen pairs of shoes for $12.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And for boys and girls and men and women. And we're talking substantial work boots, hiking boots, walking shoes, you know, that are very serviceable, very near new, in all different sizes, because one of the things dealing with a growing family is these children will outgrow their foot gear.
Yes, almost twice a year, it seems here.
And you know, Tim, you can get by with a pair of trousers that are too big. You just tighten up the belt a little bit. And
right.
Same thing with a shirt. The shirt can be the wrong size, and it's not that big a deal. But it's, having the proper size foot gear is not optional, is it?
No, absolutely not optional. And, you know, my personal thinking is the older a person gets, the more they need quality footwear.
Well, actually, if you have quality foot gear your entire life, it will improve your entire health and vitality. And I was at a seminar, a chiropractic seminar, it's been about 13 months ago, and the leader of the seminar advocates these customized foot inserts. And there was a technician there with a electronic device that you take your shoes and socks off and stand on this glass plate, and the computer that was built into it did very precise measurements as to how to fabricate a custom shoe insert to your specific needs. And I was tested on the spot with and without the inserts I was kind of a guinea pig in front of 15 or 16 chiropractors who are very astute at noticing the changes in posture of a and the skeletal structure of a person standing in front of them. And it was and for all 16 chiropractors observing me, they could tell immediately a noticeable change in John Moore's posture and skeletal formation in the way I was standing there. In a very positive way, I might add.
I didn't really need convincing,
but it certainly was convincing.
What are these inserts made out of that you were talking about, John? I'm curious.
They're a combination of leather and a space-age material. that has little depression bumps and depressions at the proper points to apply or relieve pressure where it's needed to be applied or relieved.
Oh, that's neat.
It is neat. And I can talk to you. I don't have that information here in front of me, but we can talk privately about it later, Tim. But it's so foundational and so elementary to overall health, your foot gear.
And mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, Tim, most people don't know that you have to have leather soles. Now, you're of Native American heritage, and your ancestors all wore leather foot gear, didn't they?
Correct.
And this is kind of a rabbit trail, but another simple aspect of health is sleeping with your head pointed north.
Now that's one I didn't know that one.
Now that's commonly known within chiropractic and alternative healing circles. Once again, we are energetic, we're electrical beings. And we talked, it's been about 6 or 8 months ago, remember, about the earth batteries?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, just to refresh your memory, ladies and gentlemen, you can do a Google search and find the patent information. To get electricity out of the ground, you take two dissimilar, say, one copper and one steel rod, place them on a north-south axis at a distance apart, and you start generating electricity. And the farther apart they are, the more electric you get within reason. But that's part of this whole sleeping with your head pointed north thing, and it is to be is to have your energy of your body in correct alignment with the energy of the earth.
I'll be now. That's something I did not know, John. I appreciate that little tip.
Well, it's something that doesn't cost anything.
Yeah,
we frequently get advice it's going to cost us money, but all I need to do is if you don't know which direction north is, watch the sun come up, and as you're standing there, watch the sun come up. To your left is north.
That's correct.
Just turn if your bed is not facing north now, hey, pretty simple. Either turn your body facing north or turn the whole bed facing north.
Yep.
I've been doing that for most of my adult life, and it's a combination of things. You know, we talk about, you and I talk about the energy cleaner a lot, but it's not just the energy cleaner. It's having leather soles on my shoes, the proper inserts for those shoes. It's sleeping with my head facing north. It's drinking water that doesn't have any chemicals in it. It's eating food that's the highest quality, cleanest food I can get my hands on, appropriate for my body type and my diet. It's having a positive mental attitude. It's a myriad of things, Tim, that all go into health and well-being.
Yep, you're absolutely correct, because there is no magic bullet. Now, I got to admit, the energy cleaner is, you know, pretty much saved my life. But, you know, you're absolutely correct. There is no single magic bullet.
But you've made changes, lifestyle changes, that you weren't really inclined to before you started noticing these dramatic changes due to the energy cleaner.
That's very true. I gave up diet soda completely. However, I got to admit, when they had the road rally here in Salem, I was so thirsty, and the only thing I could find was a Diet Coke, so I did drink one.
Oh.
But that's the only one I'd had in over almost 2 years.
Well, I was cutting a fine edge between trying to convince you to not drink diet soda and making you angry with me.
No, I ain't going to get angry with you. Not at all. But no, it takes very little research on Google or whatever somebody's favorite search engine is to look up the effects of these artificial sweeteners. They just tear you up, especially people's brains, do tremendous damage to the brain.
Well, the active ingredient, the sweetener, the artificial sweetener is aspartame, and the Food and Drug Administration gets more complaints about aspartame than any other chemical approved for human consumption every year.
I bet they do.
It's a long list. You know, I associate and interact with and have a number of friends who are attorneys, and it's just the nature of my business. I've interacted and had working relationships with hundreds of attorneys the past 40 years. One woman attorney that I know, very pleasant lady, I've known this woman for 12, 15 years, and when I first met her, I commented to her about consuming diet sodas, which she did then and still does, and the harmful effects. And when I first met her, she was a height, weight, proportionate woman. You might even say a quite attractive woman 15 years ago. Now she's, I would say, 50, 60 pounds overweight with a multitude of serious health problems, taking Lord knows how many prescription pharmaceutical products. Uh-huh. And she says, John, what can you do to help me? And I said, well, if you haven't paid attention to me for the last 15 years, what's the point in doing anything now?
I mean, right.
It's such a tragedy to see these self-inflicted maladies that people put on themselves, Jim.
I agree. But I'm guilty of some of the same stuff myself, you know. I still smoke cigarettes, but not like a chimney, you know, less than a pack a day. And, you know, I'm still out in the sun without, you know, sun protection. Little things like that that I know better, but I do anyway.
Right, right. Well, I'm getting better with sun protection. I wear long sleeve. One of the things I get at thrift stores are lightweight cotton, light-colored, lightweight cotton long-sleeve shirts,
right,
and dress shirts, and typically they're about 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So I can wear them, and if they get torn or get paint on them or whatever, it's basically no big deal because it's a 50-cent shirt.
Right.
But I no longer go out outside in the sunshine wearing only a T-shirt. I simply don't do it because I know it's harmful.
Well, I'll tell you, some of these days we had, not last year, but year before last, even up until October, November, if you just went out with a T-shirt here, at least at my place, we got sunburned right through the T-shirts.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I don't burn.
The ultraviolet index is something I would say maybe 5% of the adults in this country have a clue what the ultraviolet index is or have ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the first things I look at when I look at the weather, you know, every morning before I go out, it's between temperature and UV index, one of the two I look at first every time.
Yeah, I generally don't look at the UV index unless I know I'll be outside, but the weather service I've been using for several years is called IntelliCast, and they do
list them too.
The ultraviolet index. For what it's worth, they can't predict the weather more than 24 hours in advance. Even that's iffy. But Tim, getting back to ruralsurvival.info, people can get little tips and tidbits on proper protection when outdoors working, can't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I do want to let everybody listening know we are having a small problem with the website. The SSL certificate, even though I bought a new one, did not catch up, did not renew, even though I've already paid for it. And so when you go to the website, big warning screens come up no matter what browser you're using, saying that the site is dangerous or whatever. I don't remember the exact wording, but I just want to let people know there's absolutely nothing wrong with the site. It's just basically a paperwork issue and a software issue.
Right, right. Well, same thing happens at many government websites. I have links on my website to the U.S. Navy website with the map that they publish, a new map every 24 hours with ocean surface temperatures. And you get this warning, your computer's going to explode, don't go here.
Right.
Well, it's a bunch of silliness. It's
today.
A bunch of silliness, yeah.
It's rather irritating to me. I pay for a service and then the service doesn't work when it's supposed to. So,
well, it's I went through that with my Garmin GPS. I got a warning I needed to update it, and I went through several hours attempting to do so and buy the update when it turned out I'd already bought it. And ended up getting a refund.
Oh, that's
well, we have a break here, Tim. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
All right. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 19th of March. Good news for you, V-Twin motorcycle enthusiast. Amsoil now has two new oils, fluids, for the V-Twin motorcycles, the V-Twin synthetic transmission fluid and the V-Twin synthetic primary fluid, ready to put into your big V-twin Harley Davidson or other big V-twin to give it the maximum protection that any lubricant can give. You can get the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the Amsoil logo and check out the engineering details. Visiting with Mr. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info, a gathering place of people to inform, educate, and entertain each other. Any new articles from our friend Steve O'Neill there, Tim?
Not in the past couple weeks, no. I think Steve's been pretty busy trying to get some of his affairs straightened out. But no, nothing here in the past couple weeks. However, he is our most prolific writer. And if anybody wants to see the quality of his work and read it, just click on his name on the right-hand side of every page about halfway down under authors, bios, and indexes. And there's a full list of everything he's ever written on, you know, for our site here.
Well, you touched on a very important topic. That's the quality of writing. Steve O'Neill's work could easily be in the Scientific American or the Wall Street Journal, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, John. The guy's a tremendous writer.
Absolutely. And in fact, I would venture to say the quality of his writing exceeds much of what you would see in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really do.
We got a caller here. We got Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, sir.
I was listening to you all talk about health and everything, and this is going to sound kind of odd, but I think it fits in. I bought a bag of apples over at Sam's Club, and that doesn't sound unusual, but when I grew up on a farm, we had several different apple trees and peach trees and you name it. And I grew up with it. And, you know, when you slice an apple and you leave it, the meat to the air, you know, it turns brown within a certain period of time, doesn't it?
Right.
Well, I noticed these apples when I'm eating them, that something about the texture seemed different. They had a type of crispness to them that I was not familiar with. And I said, I wonder if I'm eating a GMO apple.
Right.
Because, you know, the FDA just approved it. So what I did is I tried to bruise the apple on purpose, one of the apples in the bag. I couldn't bruise it. I didn't matter how much I bashed it, I couldn't bruise it. So I sliced the slice off, put it on a table. I said, well, I'll just leave it out here. And it never turned brown.
Wow.
Really?
Never. So I'm thinking to myself, here I am, I'm trying to eat as healthy as I can, and now I'm wondering what my apple juice is made out of, and now I'm wondering what these apples are. And I mean, it's a battle out here now to eat right.
It is.
And anyhow, just bringing that up, I'm trying to be as conscious as I can, as conscious as I'm trying to be. Yeah, I'm still seeing myself in these traps. And even if you go to a farmer's market, where did he get it from? You know what
I'm
saying?
You need to get the meat, these people, because sometimes they are selling what they personally grow. Other times, they just go down to the wholesale area of a big city where they wholesale this stuff and just buy it and resell it.
But anyway, right. I just calling that up for your listeners who are there, to just how much attention they need to pay that, even though they think they're eating healthy. So that's just another thing now that I've got to battle like everybody else. Anyhow, that's the reason I called in.
Right. Thank you, Mike. Before we get to the bottom of the hour, Tim, you offer a product at your website, the flash drive with more than 1,100 military field manuals, technical manuals, correspondence courses, marvelous home library for not much money.
Yeah, that's correct, John. We've got a significant number in stock right now. Somebody wants to see the index, all they got to do is look on the right side of any page of ruralsurvival.info. There's a neon green flash drive picture. Just click on that picture, and the index is right. The link to the index is right near the top of the page you'll go to.
Read the index. Once you go through that index, you're going to want these things. I'll guarantee it. Once you go through that index. Tim, we got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill, and we'll be talking about the energy planner for a few minutes. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 19th of March. This half hour every Thursday, we talk about a marvelous healing device that I do sell. This is something I do. I personally do. If you place your order, I'm the guy that takes care of getting it out. A marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. And we've begun these conversations with the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, our friend Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
That said, we have our friend from the frozen Northland who's, I think, ready for springtime, Ms. Diane Zerger. Good morning, Diane.
Morning, John. Morning, Tom. I've been ready for spring for some time now. I've been ready for spring from December until now. It's been a long time coming, and it's been extremely cold.
Yes.
And it gets to a person after a while.
Absolutely, and I think it affects everybody who lives that far north. It's been locally here, and our winters are pretty much a joke compared to yours, but the local weatherman is saying our weather records go back to 1895, the coldest, 11th coldest winter since they kept records in 1895. So it's been pretty tough this February.
Yeah, it has. And every state correct me if I'm wrong, in the United States, got snow.
Yes, even Hawaii. There are some mountains in Hawaii. And even
that's incredible. Well, so much for global warming. Now that I suppose he's made his millions, we can move on now, right?
No, no. He's still out there doing his thing.
I know. I know. So I've made a list of people that I'd like to comment about on your show today.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Yes.
My schedule, and I need to get this up front too, my schedule is becoming such that it's going to be nothing but conflict for me to call in every Thursday at 6:30.
Okay.
Last week was a good example. I could not call you at 6:30. I was nowhere near a phone. But that's life. And so this is probably the last time for a while that I'll be able to call in at 6:30. If something comes up, I will borrow someone's phone to call in at 6:30 and let you know.
Okay.
Okay? The first person I'm going to comment about is my son. He's got his energy cleaner. He's decided he doesn't need it. He's 10-foot tall, bulletproof. I asked him to remove the batteries to prevent the battery acid. He looked at me as if to humor me and said, okay. And that's all I got.
Right.
And it's all I can ask.
Well, he's busy. You know, he's got important things to do.
Sure. Okay, we'll go with that. Another person is my friend Ellen at work. I bought her a cushion, and she won't sit on it. The energy cleaner is on the floor underneath her desk. She takes the cushion. She throws it underneath her desk on the floor. It gets dirty. She looks at me and says, well, it's too dirty for me to sit on. I've taken it to the bathroom, and I've washed off the cushion to get the debris from her floor off of it more than once, and I've decided I'm not her maid, and
right.
If she doesn't want to use it, there's nothing I can do.
Absolutely.
Cindy in the music department, I see her during the wintertime, but not so much in the summertime. I know she's got it. I know she's sleeping on it. She and her Shih Tzu dog are on it, but I don't know what's going on with her. Melissa, I know she's sleeping on it with her husband, and it depends on if people are watching her. She'll use the walker if people are watching her, and she'll use the cane if people are not watching her. So I don't know what's going on with her. Lisa at work. Go ahead.
She has an attachment to the attention she gets.
Yes. I think you're absolutely correct, but I'm not going to say it. Discretion is the better part of valor.
All right. Well, no point. She may not be consciously aware of that, but that's what's going on.
You're right. Lisa at work, her health fluctuates according to her intake of aspartame and pretzels. And she loves her aspartame and pretzels, and I know she's sleeping on it. There's nothing I can say. My brother John is still in love with his energy cleaner. He is probably the one who benefits the most and is the most verbal and outspoken about its attributes and benefits for his knees because he had surgery. So God bless my brother because he's the strongest proponent in my life. My friend Joanne, she's busy with her life after military retirement. She's got a travel agency. I know she and Pete are sleeping on it, but I really don't hear from her. My sister Patrice will not answer her phone, and she will not call me back. I don't know if she's removed the two rows of batteries so that she's not, quote-unquote, jittery from sleeping on it.
Right.
And last but not least, I'm going to share with you and your listening audience that I will frequently fall into the trap of treating this body like it's 22 and justifying it subconsciously with, oh, I have the energy cleaner. It'll heal me.
Right.
And it won't reverse negligence and stupidity. And I have had to learn this again and again the hard way, that when you get to your 60s, you need to respect the 60-year-old body.
Right. Well, pain is a tough teacher, and you remember the lessons of pain, or at least you should.
Well, yeah, but we forget. I forget. And then I am condemned to repeat the lesson. So, John, that's burying my soul. Those are the upbeat people that I can share with you.
Well, thank you, Diane. We appreciate that. And you've got a busy time now, probably until about June or so.
Yes, sir.
With work. And then once we get to past June, and all these youngsters go home from your place of employment, you should have some time freed up.
You want to bet? That's when the activities and the functions and the events start. So you know what? We're going to take it one day at a time. That's the best we can do, John.
All right.
Okay?
Well, thank you for the updates. We appreciate it.
You have a wonderful, fantastic day.
Okay. Thank you, Diane. Well, Tim, it looks like Diane's work schedule has changed where she can't be a frequent guest here every Thursday, but I've really grown and to the point where I look forward to her updates because they're so fun to listen to, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They really are, John. It's almost, well, I've often mentioned, you know, the serials we used to watch in right. the theaters on Saturday mornings. But
exactly. Saturday mornings, you know, serials for children. You know.
Right.
And that's a good, that's a good way to compare that, yes. We have grown used to that. Well, let's get back to the things at hand here, gentlemen. It's time to be getting seeds and starting seedlings, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it's getting real close to time. I'm going to hold off for a little bit more. This spring has been kind of crazy weather-wise. You know, we'll have 3 or 4 days in the 60s, and it'll drop down to 25 one night or something. And I don't know how long that's going to last, so I'm going to wait a little while before I start seeds. Not to mention with this weather, I haven't got the garden area tilled up in yet.
But once you do, which will be in the next 2 to 3 weeks, what's your plan on making use of the energy cleaner in that regard?
Oh, absolutely, I'm going to. Yeah. Yeah, the good part is I know if I use the energy cleaner, even if I get a little bit behind, hook that energy cleaner up to that steel table that's not grounded, and them seeds will take off quick. So they won't have to, you know, we'll probably only set them 10 days, you know, at the most before we're ready to plant them.
Right, right. Well, it's going to be fun watching and getting reports back from you on the how the seedling's doing with the energy cleaner signal. And Tom, there's a way also that people can use the energy cleaner outside to enhance the growth of the seedlings once they're in the ground, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right, John. It's pretty simple to do. Use some tomato stakes or whatever you have in the corners of your garden and suspend some chicken wire. Don't have to use screening. That would block some of the light, but chicken wire would work just fine. And maybe a foot or so over the top of the plants would be sufficient. And of course you want to tie off the corners of the chicken wire onto the stakes with some nylon cord or use some electric fence insulators so the chicken wire doesn't get grounded. And even in the morning, the dew on those stakes will drain off the signal, so it's best to make sure they don't get wet if you connect right to the stake with the chicken wire. And that's why
actually, Tom, I need to give you a gentle correction here. When I drive past these professional nurseries, I see that they do have a sun-blocking mesh about 8 feet above the plants because we were talking earlier about the ultraviolet. It's become so intense that
yeah, you said that before. Yeah,
right?
That's true.
It's too intense.
True.
Yeah, it's too intense. And people need to be aware of this. I mean, our world we live in is changing in very, very fundamental ways, where the sunlight itself is too much and too harmful, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. I've seen a lot of plants that we've started. And when we have one of those bad days, like we were talking about in the first half hour, where the UV index is real high, and, you know, those, especially beans, I've noticed, it just trashes beans.
Right, right. We got a caller here, gentlemen. Mike from North Carolina. What's your question or comment, Mike?
Question, John, I was listening to Diane speak, you know, and, you know, I got an energy cleaner.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sad she can't call anymore, but the energy cleaner, I just wanted to say how it helps me. Now I've had a broken arch in 1 foot, an ankle. The doctor said I'd been better off if I'd broke it than what I did. I've had a knee go in the wrong direction. I've broken a bone in my sacral. I've had 3 or 4 serious injuries to my spine all the way up to my neck. I've caved in one side of my rib cage. The doctor said it was only an act of God that I lived. And anyhow, there's some of the injuries.
Yeah, I was going to say, is your nickname Lucky?
Well, you'd have to understand all the circumstances, too.
Okay, all right.
But anyhow, what I'm just trying to say, So I'm just trying to say is that I've had mornings where I woke up where I was paralyzed from the neck down. I've had times when I've actually gone blind because of the pressure on the nerves. I could see light, but I couldn't see anything else. You know, I knew right. The light was on. I've had all these sort of things, and my wife has seen me where I couldn't get out of bed in the morning, and even if she would help me, I couldn't stand up straight. And that's when I wrote to you, and you know, I wrote a letter with you, and I said, John, I'm ordering this thing. Nothing else is work. I hope this is honest.
Right.
You sent it right back to me. But now, do I still have pain? Do I still have problems? Yeah, I do. Of course I do. But the energy cleaner now, you know what? I've always been able to get out of bed now. I've always
art.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And I can get out here and I can chop wood. And I'm a member of a gym now, and I'm there and I'm doing as much work as the guys in their 20s and 30s, and here I am pushing 71. The only thing I can't do is I can't get on those thread machines, you know, and run like they do because of that knee.
Right.
But as far as walking and stuff, now, do I, like Diane Zerger, do I have pain off? Of course I do. But the fact of the matter is that's how noticeable the difference has been with me. And it didn't happen all at once now. You've still got to try and do all the other things, you know. It's not the silver bullet. But if I stop using it for a while, I can tell that all these injuries were there. And then I can plug it back in, and I can manage them and things of that nature. And the next thing I need is a really good chiropractor like the doc you got coming on your show. That's what I need next.
I start doing that research to find the right chiropractor that's in your area. That would be a good thing.
But anyhow, that's the reason I called in, just to let you know that just how well it's done for me and for all. And you're right about I have bought healing things for people to try and help them with their health, and I have run into the same problem, Diane, does. I bought one expensive item for someone. It was well over $100. They let their dog chew it up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I've run into the same problem that people, they like the attention, you know. If you've ever sat down with a bunch of old people, I don't consider myself old just because I'm 71. I'm just 71, but I'm not old. Okay?
Right.
They're old, and they're comparing, want to come up with a drug and say, I'm taking this drug. Oh, yeah, well, you're taking this, but mine is this. And they start comparing their sicknesses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And so I find this a common mindset, and it's almost impossible to get past it. But anyhow, that's the reason I called in, John.
Okay, well, Mike, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And the call number is 800-313-9443. Tom, you've been at this quite a while, and you get testimonials similar to Mike all the time, don't you, sir?
Oh, yeah, John, for years, 15 years worth. And it's almost just the same old common thing. You know, people have aches and pains, all kinds of problems, and they get relief. Sometimes you hear about them, though, secondhand, because they don't call themselves. It's a friend, family member, or neighbor that calls, and they want one of the machines just like so-and-so has or whatever,
right,
things like
right.
that. That's how you hear about them through the grapevine because they get on with things, and they usually they don't contact you directly, but you
right,
hear about it
right.
when somebody else wants a machine. Just like it. So,
well, I got a note from a listener yesterday. He had bought an energy cleaner for his wife who was getting tremendous relief, and he decided, well, I'm going to try this and see if it helps my condition, and it did. So he's getting one for himself now. But something I've noticed now, this is I'm into the fourth year now, Tom, working with you on this project. I'm getting more and more people buying their second, third, even fourth and fifth machines, or in the case of Diane Zerger, I think her count is around 12 or 14. But repeat sales would not happen if the first one didn't work, would it, Tim?
No, not at all. I mean, if something doesn't work, why would you buy another one?
Obviously. And that's some very strong testimony right there, the fact that people are buying their second and third units. And what we see frequently, Tom, is people will graciously loan a unit to somebody who needs help. And guess what? They never get it back, do they, Tom?
That's a dangerous thing to do unless you can really keep an eye on that energy cleaner machine. You loan that thing out, and they get relief, and then one of their friends will say, "Hey, let me try that." Before you know it, nobody knows where that thing is. It's grown legs, and it's gone. It's happened so many times, I can't even count them. So you got to be real careful with that.
Well,
loan it out.
Absolutely, you do. Ladies and gentlemen, you can read up and study the patent application and the research and development of the energy cleaner. And right there on my website, thelibertyman.com. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's Thursday, the 19th of March. Yes, we are talking about the energy cleaner. That's what we do for half an hour once a week. A marvelous healing device. I personally offer, this is from me to you, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Many of you have arthritis pain, low back pain, and you get up in the morning and take that Advil or whatever over-the-counter or prescription pain meds that you take to get through the day. Wouldn't it be nice to either take none at all or dramatically less amount than you've been taking? That'd be great, wouldn't it? Well, how about getting a better night's sleep? That's the two things we focus on with the energy cleaner. pain mitigation and getting a better night's sleep. Is it worth $285? Are you risking anything? No. Because if you don't get better sleep or get the pain relief you're looking for in 30 days, box it up, ship it back, I refund your money, no questions asked. So you're risking nothing. In addition, we're now offering factory-made pads for your twin-size, full-size, queen or king-size bed to go along with the energy cleaner so you don't need to make your own. And that's all available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. Great way to spread out that cost. MasterCard, Visa. If you want to send me a check or money order, my address is at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, answered by very polite young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Gentlemen, we got a caller here. We got Joe in Michigan. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, good morning. Hello, John. Hello, Tom. Hello. How are you? I'll be very quick. I know I don't have much time. Number one, you know, the last two winters have been really brutal in the Midwest, especially in Northwest Indiana and Michigan. I'm in Michigan this week for business, so I'm normally in Indiana. But I have a huge driveway, a lot of snow to shovel. And last year, you know, we had those huge snows. Right. And I like to use shoveling snow as a means of working out. And I got my fill of it last year. But, you know, I do have that energy cleaner. And I'm not kidding you. You just simulated that in my memory. You know, I would be in agony. I would take a few hours just to do some shoveling, come in, and I'd be in really, you know, that soreness at the end of the day. And I'd go to sleep at night, have that energy cleaner, and I'd wake up in the morning, just like you say, John, and I was ready to go.
Absolutely.
I know, I'm just trying to be quick. And I may have mentioned this before, but we have a young chocolate lab dog, and I'm trying to train her, you know, to go through her paces. So I run with her every morning. We do about, you know, 2 to 3 miles. But one day she went the one direction, I went the other direction, and I twisted. I tore up some of my ligaments on the inside of my knee. Not seriously, but it is painful. But what I did was I discovered, you know, that you can buy these Copper Fits or these Tommy Coppers online or whatever.
Right,
and
right.
It's a device. It's a nice elastic device, but it's infused with copper. And because I didn't want, when I went to sleep at night, what do you, if I put a piece of aluminum foil or whatever on my knee, it would just come loose. But I found by wearing it at night, I guess with that copper, that small electrical dose that Tom talks about, it really works. I wake up in the morning, I don't have pain, I sleep through the night, I don't even have to take an Advil before I go to bed.
That's neat. Joe, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Tom and Tim, thank you, gentlemen, for being with us. We are out of time. Okay. We've had a break. We'll be back after the break with open lines.